get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Hello, all you beautiful people. You are listening to All In with Savannah Murphy, where your existence is authentically you, and brought to you by Bashani Radio in New York City, where they are always talking about everything. And it's such a good fit for Bashani to work with us, because here in All In, we are real talk, real time. And really what we're talking about with this podcast, or what my hopes are with starting this podcast, is, and I'll dive into a little bit more about me here shortly, but Savannah? Really is, we all have a story Savannah? To tell, right?
Savannah?
Yeah.
We're going to start over.
Oh!
Yeah, because you kind of was stumbling for a second there.
Because it's me.
It wasn't your normal transition. The transition usually smooth.
Thank you. I appreciate your honesty. It's harder when you talk about yourself.
Not when you start paying you lots of money.
true story. Let me see them royalties.
So, Savannah?
Yes.
Are you composed?
I am.
This is your God-given right.
Okay.
This time is already was ordained before you were born. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
You got this.
Thank you.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two.
You are listening to All In, where this is a podcast which we use to have your existence be authentically you, where we talk real talk with real time. We're brought to you by Bashani Radio in New York City, always talking about everything. And how fitting is that? Because at All In, so do we. Welcome to this podcast. I am so excited to be here and to be able to use this platform to really talk a little bit of why I believe testimony is so powerful, and why I believe that everybody has a story and everybody's story should be heard. My name is Savannah Murphy, and I am going to tell you a little bit about my background and my testimony and how this podcast really came into existence. So I am 34 years old, and I come from a broken family with two drug and alcohol addicted parents. And growing up, my grandmother raised me because my parents, couldn't. And through that, there was a lot of trials and tribulations as a young girl me and my sister both were raised by my grandma, trying to kind of figure out how do the two people who are genetically designed to automatically love you and support you, not able to do that, you know? So there's already this piece in at a very young age in my soul that just was a little broken, because I could never understand how my mom or my dad, even though I knew who they were and they knew who I was, just couldn't really be parents to me or to my sister. So that was a really, at a young age, that was just kind of a hard thing to battle, and going through school and people not really understanding. I mean, kids are cruel, but also I think I had a lot of insecurities as well, where, why do you live with your grandma? Where's your parents? Are they dead? What's going on? And it was kind of like, at some points, I hate to say it, you know, it's almost like I would rather have said they were dead than to say that, no, they're drug addicts, or they've been in and out of jail, or I haven't seen them for 2 years, or, you know, all of these things. And I think that was kind of where my insecurities and my life kind of developed, even though I always had this like lingering consistency of always knowing it was going to be okay, in deep down inside me. And I know that as faith today. And some people listening, you may have a faith background, you may not, but for me, that was really, it was just somehow, some way I always knew the sun was going to come up. So, you know, going through life, fast forward a little bit, you know, dealing with different bullying, different things, growing up, insecurities, trying to figure out who I was and where I was supposed to be. You know, I also later in life, I ended up having a child at, you know, a young age, and I think I was very lost at that point. And my mom actually ended up passing when my son was only 4 months old. And, you know, my dad still was very inconsistent. And I had all these different, really hard, impactful things that happened in my life. I almost passed away in a car accident, that was just really life threatening and life changing. And at all of these different things, I now coming into full circle of why this podcast kind of started was, people have asked me after I share my testimony or share where I've been or what I've been through with them, how, you know, what got you through it? How did you keep going? How did you, you know, finish your college degree, be the first person out of your family to graduate high school and go to college? How did you, you know, finish college when you were a young mom? How did you figure out developing a relationship and finally getting married after never really having any depiction or any example of a good marriage or a healthy relationship? And honestly, I started to evaluate that and go through that in my life. And finally, I was able to pick apart pivotal moments in my life that all broke down to people investing their testimony, their stories in me and in my life to show me that there was better, show me that I could do better, I could want for more, and show me that there was a light at the end of the tunnel in no matter what season I was going through. And I am so thankful for each and every person that I could pick a little piece of them and just keep it in my back pocket and bring it out anytime I got lost, or anytime maybe I sought out that parental advice that wasn't capable for me. There wasn't someone I could go to show me how to write a check, even though my grandma was, you know, so such the backbone, such the rock of my life. She had dealt with depression, and looking back, she's dealt with depression most of my life and most of her life, I think. And coming from a broken home with a, you know, alcoholic father, and, you know, divorce and extramarital affairs, and just being a single mom raising four children, then turning around raising two grandkids, and always being this rock of the family and the rock of Gibraltar, that like she was never able to really change the way she was seen or the way she wanted her life. She just survived. And I don't, you know, do anything but praise her for surviving and for showing me that kind of perseverance and that kind of strong will. But I knew that I wanted more for my life. And so I had people that saw me and saw me in those tender moments, and they shared with me. So that's bringing it full circle to today. That's where All In really was born. It was meant as a way to get people to not only share their story on this podcast, which we have an amazing, you know, lineup of all these guests that have come and just bared their hearts and souls and different things that they've been through, to use it as an inspirational and motivational tool for all my listeners. And hopefully through this process and through this first season, you're going to gather, you know, motivation, you're going to gather inspiration. And hopefully I'm going to be able to give you some tools and some ways to turn that motivation and inspiration that you're getting from other people's testimonies into a way to give your story a voice, to make it to where you can share your testimony and your story with others, because it's your legacy and you don't want your legacy to die with you, and you want people to grow. And I believe the best in people, even in the world we're in today. I believe that most people are good and most people want great things for their lives. And what's better than sharing your greatness with others so that they can be great too? So really, that is the biggest importance for this podcast and where we're going to kind of take this and turn it into something special and change lives and change the world. I thank you guys so much for being with me. We're going to take a quick break right now, and then we're going to come back and I'm going to talk a little bit more about who I am and where I come from and a little bit more about my testimony. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in. This is the second part of this podcast, and really, this is the introduction to the All In podcast, where your existence is authentically you. And why is that? Because everyone has a story, and everyone should share that story. I, in the first part of this podcast, told you really where the heartbeat of this podcast came from and why I started to develop the idea for this podcast and how it came into existence. And that's really because people throughout my life have stopped and shared their testimony or shared what they've been through, shared their story, shared their background with me in different parts of my life and at different seasons of my life. And in result, that changed maybe what I was going through, changed how I looked at what I was going through, and changed the trajectory of where my life was going at several different instances. So this part of it is really to kind of go through a couple of those instances to really get your guys' juices flowing and to tune in for the next episode and the next episode and the next episode, because every episode is going to be so equally different because it's going to have a different guest that comes on and that shares with you their story and their testimony. And the hope is to motivate you and to inspire you to be able to take your story and share it with the world, because I believe that's how lives change. And I'm going to give you tools along the way to help you, you know, start journaling and start writing your testimonies or your stories or just taking key points and to start really giving yourself the kudos you deserve, because it doesn't matter. You don't have to come from hard times or a hard background to have a story worth telling. Everybody has a story worth telling. Everybody's voice should be heard. And that is what this platform is going to be utilized for. So I'm going to start out with one of the biggest, I think, testimony shares that I've ever had that really changed a big portion of my life. When I was 19 years old, I was in a very bad car accident. And I was in this very tender place in my life, as, you know, every girl is. You know, you're just starting, you just graduated high school, you're starting college, you're trying to figure out who you are, what you want in life. It was just kind of a very tender time for me. And coming from a home where I had, you know, drug and alcohol addicted family members and a very broken family kind of atmosphere and not really very many consistencies, it was a very hard time for me. And so here I am going through this bad car accident and having a lot of injuries because of this. And I needed people. And unfortunately, I did have to go to physical therapy a lot. And unfortunately, you know, I had a boyfriend at the time and who I was super codependent on, way too young. And I think that codependency stemmed from, the family of origin issues that I had. And we'll talk more about that in another episode, family of origin, and how I think that, you know, affects us and where we go with everything. So anyway, with that, I really needed help. And my grandma still worked full time. So she took time off, but she couldn't be with me all the time. My depression spiraled because I wasn't able to go to school. And so I could feel myself getting further and further behind. And I had this one nurse who was consistent with, and she was with her conviction of her faith. And she would constantly ask me to go to church with her. And I would get so frustrated because I felt like she was a Bible thumper at the time. You know, that was just me and in my ignorance. But I would just tell her, don't ask me again. You know, if you ask me again, and I would be so nasty and so rude to her. And that wasn't my true personality, but I was just so angry at the world for what I was going through and what I had gone through my whole life that I thought this was just another thing to put me backwards. And, you know, you have all these medications, and I was so concerned about getting addicted to things because of my family and in the past that had existed in my family with addiction issues. And so I was just really trying to figure out why did this happen? And I was so angry, but no matter how nasty I got with this nurse or no matter how rude I was to her, you know, she would always come back with these little like one-liners. Well, you know, what would make you feel better is if you turn that over to Jesus, or, you know, what would make you feel better is if you went to church, or, you know, what would make you feel better is if you were in good fellowship or good community. And regardless of what my beliefs were at the time, because I had no idea, I was longing for community. I was lonely. I was depressed. The relationship that the boyfriend that I had that I thought was just my world, he couldn't be there because he himself was just a kid. And how do you deal with someone being so codependent on you? He shouldn't have had to shave my legs or, you know, shampoo my hair at that time. It was, that's crazy the way to think of that. So I really was longing for that. And one day when she came back at me with one of those witty comments, and I was super nasty, I felt horrible. And I was starting to come a little out of my anger phase while still trying to figure out how to get my body back to normal and how to figure out how to, you know, somehow finish my degree. Cause I had only computer courses left at that point. And with my arm was broken, and I had a full arm cast, and it kind of went over like half my body. And I was just so frustrated. But I told myself that night when I got home from physical therapy that if this nurse asked me to go to church with her again, that I would go, really just out of guilt. But sure enough, the next day I went, and I was irritated and nasty as usual. And she asked me, you know, well, you know, if you went to, you know, church with me, and if you went, it was a Wednesday night service. And she goes, yeah, if you went with me, then I think it would make you feel so much better. And it would, you know, make you feel better in ways you never thought you could, and all of these things. And so I just said yes. And I don't know what it was in me, but I just felt like, wow, you know, I just said yes. And I'll never forget, she said she'd pick me up because I wasn't able to drive at that time. And she picked me up, and she shared her testimony with me. And, you know, she had been in a really bad marriage, and she had been, you know, dealt with being molested as a child, and she had dealt with infidelity and just being an abusive, a very, very abusive marriage. And here she was raising her two kids and working two jobs and not making very much money and just doing everything she could. But if you were to see her or meet her, you would never have thought that she was carrying this huge baggage around with her, and just this baggage of hurt and just trials and tribulations. So I was moved by that conversation. I was brought to tears by that conversation. And here I am in her minivan driving to a church service, which I'm thinking this church might burn down the moment I step into it. And then here we were. We arrived at this church, and I can remember walking in there and getting coffee. And just to let you in on a little secret about me, I am a girl who loves cheetah print, and I adore coffee. So the fact that I could get a coffee, and it was kind of like a cafe atmosphere, and then you walked into it, and it was this auditorium, and it was like stadium seating kind of. It was just so overwhelming, but I felt this feeling of complete comfortability. I felt good. I felt like, yes, I should be here. I would never have admitted it at the time, but I can remember, I have goosebumps right now just reliving that. And this started a relationship with a man that I had longed for my whole entire life, which was a relationship with my father. And I couldn't get that out of my earthly father. I had to seek that out of my heavenly father. And I know a lot of you might, regardless of your beliefs, don't tune away from this podcast, because inspiration is inspiration. Motivation is motivation. You may not understand my love for God or what I found that day, but trust and believe that that testimony that was shared to me in that maroon Dodge minivan on the way to that first service that I attended changed the trajectory of my life forever. Just because she bared all with me, hardly knowing me, only knowing me as this little brat patient who's super rude and ungrateful, she saw something in me when I couldn't see it in myself. She filled my cup when I couldn't fill it and no one else around me could fill it. And that has been such a blessing in my life and will never leave me. And I can't thank her enough for opening her heart and showing me all those skeletons that were in her closet that we all keep far, far in the back and don't want anyone to see that we're not perfect. But when you show people that you are not perfect and show people your imperfections and your bruises and your rips and sores and gray hairs and all of the negative things that you think about yourself, when you bear all to people and let them see who you are, where you've been, what you went through, how you came out of it, or maybe you're still in it. A lot of people are still in those seasons just trying to figure it out, but that struggle is real and you're struggling and you're pulling and you're figuring it out day in and day out. Maybe it's 1 hour at a time. Maybe it's 10 minutes at a time. Maybe it's, you know, a day at a time, but you're doing it. And you should share that with other people that you look at them and you recognize something in them and you recognize that struggle and you recognize that they need to hear something to give them inspiration, something to give them motivation. Why do you think that the motivational circuit or the self-help circuit is so huge today? Because as human beings, as imperfectly perfect that we are just dying. We are just starving for a way to know that everything's going to be okay. A way to know that we're making the right decision. A way to know that maybe the season we're going through, we're going to get out of it. Or a way to be present in the seasons that are awesome and be able to give ourselves pats on the back for the accomplishments we're making. There's been so many times in I'll give you another testimony, and then, you know, I'm gonna wrap this up and just, you know, kind of really come in to full circle with this so that, you know, you guys can tune in for the next episode and the next guest and just get inspired and get motivated. But, you know, I was in college, I'll never forget, and I was working, I had my son at the time, Michael was 4. I was getting ready to get married. I was just doing really good things. I felt really good in my life. And that was the first time since my mom had passed when Michael was 4 months old. So, you know, it had taken me, you know, 3.5 years to kind of start feeling this way. And oh no, actually 4 years to start feeling this way. And here I am, and I'm talking to one of my professors, and where it was a public speaking class, which I know by this podcast, you probably think I was just awesome at public speaking. But for someone who comes out looking very extroverted, sometimes it can be very introverted for me, especially when you're asking me to talk about myself, my accomplishments, and really push that out there. So here we are, and she's wanting me to give, do public speaking on myself and kind of, you know, what I've been through, what my life was like, all of these different things that are very hard to, for me to bring out. And so I just told her after that class that evening, I went up to her and I just said, you know, I'm having a really hard time with this. And she goes, this is the easiest assignment usually for my students, like simple. people, easy A. And I said, well, not for me. I mean, it's just not for me. It's hard. I can't figure out. I don't think I have anything to say. I don't really have any accomplishments. And she goes, well, you know, we didn't know very much of each other. And she goes, well, tell me a little bit about you. And so I did. I told her what was going on. I told her I was getting married after being with my fiance for 10 and a half years. You know, I was finishing up my second degree and, you know, I was trying to raise this little man and just kind of, you know, told her a little bit about where I was and where my existence was. And she was like, what do you mean? You just inspired me. You're going through life. You haven't given up on your education. You're still in your working your full-time career. You have time to be the best mom that you can be and try to be present. You're planning a wedding that most people take time off life to just plan. And I, for the first time, saw myself through someone else's eyes because she was very, you know, unbiased, third party, didn't know me from, you know, Joe down the street. And she was able to see me and see a story and see an inspiration. And just that short, brief, you know, conversation and meeting that we had truly affected me, affected every part of my being. I remember getting in my car that night and I just sobbed. I sobbed in the parking lot, and I'm sure other people waiting for the bus and other students probably thought I was nuts, but I just sobbed because someone had seen me. I had accomplished something. Maybe I was doing better than I thought I had. Maybe I did know myself a little bit more than I thought I had. And maybe I didn't have so much to be ashamed about in carrying this guilt and this scarlet letter of coming from a broken home with parents that had, you know, illnesses. Now as an adult and understanding things, I was getting to really truly get who my parents were and the struggles that they went through and what they didn't have growing up to give them stable ways of how to cope with or coping mechanisms of how to be a part of society and how to be parents and how to do life. And for the first time, I just truly felt that. And it was amazing. It was euphoric. And I wanted to feel like that all the time. So I have a million other testimony situations and examples and stories that I can share with you. And I will share them with you throughout this season with these this podcast and with my guests and just really try to bear as much as I can with you. But I really urge you to tune in and listen to stories, listen to people's accomplishments, listen to how far people have fallen, how maybe they're still there and they're just trying to figure out how to get out of it. But just listen to people's truths and get motivated, get inspired to share your truth and your story with others as well. Thank you so much for listening. And with that, I'm all in and I'm all out. Talk to you guys soon.
The All In Show with Savannah Murphy on Bashani Radio in New York City. Always talking about everything. We all have a story to tell. What's yours? Syndicated worldwide listen on Bashani app. Sponsored by Good Helpers Heating and Cooling and Labor Services, the number one HVAC company in Metro Detroit. 313-270-3600. 313-270-3600.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.